Focus.
It is Troy with Rural Focus, and well, my very special guest today, well, if you love your WA sport, you would know this man, of course, the 1976 Brownlow medalist, and well, back here in WA, of course, legend with the Claremont Football Club. I talk with no other than a man who doesn't really need an introduction, the one and only Graham Moss, has joined me this morning. Mossy, good morning, mate.
Good morning, Troy. Nice to be on the program.
Yeah, well, you're over there in Melbourne. Of course, you're getting through the festivities with luncheons left, right and centre before the big one there on Saturday.
Yeah, I attended the Brownlow on Sunday night, and it was great to see another West Australian win the Brownlow medal, Patrick Cripps, and he becomes actually the ninth WA-born Brownlow medalist to win the Brownlow medal. So I actually met up with him on Saturday, on Monday morning at a press conference he was doing on the banks of the Yarra, and congratulated him and welcomed him to the club. And it'll be a high old time in Northampton at the moment, I should imagine.
Yeah, I'm sure.
With him becoming the Brownlow medalist, so it's great.
I'll get your tip for the big game on Saturday at the end of this, mate, because I wanted to speak to you today because, well, something very serious with you and your wife. You were travelling down south. Talk us through what happened, mate.
Okay, so I was with my wife and another couple. We decided to go on a holiday from Perth to Denmark for a few nights, and then through to Esperance, where the one of the passengers' brother was living. We're going to have a few days there. We had a couple of nights in Denmark on the way through, and then the four of us jumped in the Range Rover. It was Jeff's car and his wife Annie and my wife Robin and myself. Jeff drove the first couple of hours towards Ravensthorpe. We stopped at a roadhouse, and I took over, offered to take over the driving, which I did. And about an hour down the track, driving in beautiful conditions, straight road, not much traffic, I suddenly either blacked out or nodded off or whatever, and the next time I remember, I hear Robin, my wife, who was in the front passenger seat at the time, scream out, "Graham," and this almighty thud as we came off the side of the road, then down onto the natural ground surface, hit there with a thud, and then just really tore ourselves through the light scrub. I just opened my eyes and I couldn't see any. All the airbags had gone off, and I just hung on for grim death. And we finally stopped about 100 metres off the road, and I looked around, and Robin, her passenger door had come open, and she sort of got out and heard her scream, and she'd broken a vertebrae, which it turned out later. But so she was in agony, and the others in the back seat had various bits and pieces done to them, which I'll explain in a moment. And I sat bolt upright there saying, "Okay, what do we do from here?" It was a bit of a shock.
Absolutely, mate. And with the school holidays here in WA starting this weekend, of course, your story there serves as a timely reminder.
Yeah, well, what happened from there was that the Range Rover has an inbuilt emergency system, and when the airbags are deployed, it sets off an alarm at Range Rover headquarters in England, would you believe? And this female voice came on the phone saying, "This is Range Rover emergency. What's your emergency?" I said, "We've had a car crash." She said, "Well, we'll arrange for the local emergency services to attend the scene." They knew where we were, like a GPS locator. So within half an hour, there was two ambulances arrived, a fire brigade and the police. And my wife and Jeff got put into stretchers, and Annie and I just jumped into the ambulance. We went into Ravensthorpe Hospital. Spent about a couple of hours there with the hospital staff are fantastic in there. And we got triaged to a doctor in Royal Perth Hospital, and he assessed the situation and then decided that we needed to come to Perth quickly because there was probably potential spinal injuries. And so he organised with the Royal Flying Doctor Service to send their jet aircraft down from Jandakot to Ravensthorpe Airport to pick us up, which was absolutely fantastic.
You know, just a friendly reminder also, Mossy, that, well, the RFDS, they do wonderful things right across regional WA.
They do, and it's quite ironic because about 12 months before that, I was in Alice Springs with my wife, and they have there's a Royal Flying Doctor Service museum there, which we visited and saw all the aircraft right from the original ones right through to now, and they have a monitoring board, a map of Australia where all the Flying Doctor Services are flying at that particular time. It's quite amazing. There's at least five or six aircraft in the air at any one time right throughout Australia, and so anyway, we The Royal Flying Doctor Service plane arrived, and they put us onto the plane and flew to Jandakot. Ambulances were waiting, and took us into Royal Perth Hospital, and where we got admitted. And so we're in Royal Perth about 11 o'clock that night. After the accident, it was about 1:30, and the Royal Flying Doctor guys, the pilot, from the pilot right through to the doctors and the nurses, were absolutely fantastic.
We are chatting with WA football legend Graham Moss. Now, further to that investigation, mate, you sort of tried to figure out why you'd passed out at the wheel and came back with a bit of a shock diagnosis for you.
Yeah. Well, someone suggested I have a sleep apnea test. I wasn't displaying any of the symptoms of sleep apnea, which are, you know, waking up in the morning tired or nodding off to sleep in the afternoon or snoring loudly. I do snore a little bit, but wife tells me. But so I had the test, and when I got the results, I was absolutely dumbfounded. And I found that I had sleep apnea and severe sleep apnea, as it turned out, and also atrial fibrillation, which can be caused by sleep apnea.
Okay.
So I'm currently treating that at the moment using what they call a CPAP machine, which is a machine that blows air through a mask through your nose while you sleep at night to keep the windpipe open and stop the apneas from happening. And also I'm dealing with my cardiologist to give my heart a thorough check out to deal with the atrial fibrillation, because that can cause stroke and it also can cause you to black out or faint at any given time, which I think was probably what happened to me.
Does it put you off driving at the moment, mate?
Well, no, because I've got sleep apnea under control. Yeah. I was, for the first couple of months after the accident, I was nervous about driving. In fact, I think to yourself, well, if this happens to me again in the metropolitan area, I could just run into someone and kill someone. And so there's quite a few times I actually stopped the car and had a bit of a walk and then got back behind the wheel. But I've sort of overcome that now. Now I sort of understand what happened, what I believe has happened, and I'm taking measures to control those situations. Then I feel a lot more confident by getting behind the wheel.
And after the accident, mate, how's your wife and how are your two friends?
Yeah, my two friends. One got a broken, Jeff got a broken collarbone and broken sternum. He's recovered from there, and he got a couple of broken ribs. She's recovered, and my wife is probably 9 months, or because this happened 9 months ago, she's still going through a bit of pain and anxiety, but it is healing, so that's the main thing.
And the good news that you're all still here to continue living, mate.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, if it had been, it was low scrub, so the car actually sort of tore itself apart as it went through the bush, but it was there were no big trees. And ever since the accident, I sort of read the newspaper every day that someone's got off the road and hit a tree or someone's had a head-on collision. And I can't help but think that at least 50% of those are probably because someone's either gone to sleep at the wheel or blacked out at the wheel and just lost control.
All right. So, do take care if you're 18 on out and about across this long weekend here in WA. And, wonderful job for the medical team and well done to the Royal Flying Doctor Service. So, AFL Grand Final Day, Geelong or Sydney for you?
Well, brains would say Geelong, but heart would say Sydney. I tipped Sydney to beat Collingwood up at the SCG, and they did by the narrowest of margins. I've got a few friends that have played for the Swans, and I know Dick Collis, who was a former chairman for a long time, very well, and so my heart's going to say Sydney.
Okay, so Sydney for Mossy, and of course your club Claremont, they're in the prelim this weekend against the Sharks.
Yeah, well, this will be the third time they've played the Sharks in about 4 weeks. they've lost comprehensively both previous times, so third time lucky, I reckon. I reckon we'll overcome the Sharks, and then we'll be up against West Perth and the Grandy, which will be great.
All right. Hey, mate, nice for you to chat with us. All the best to you, your wife and your friends after that crash down there across the Great Southern, mate, and nice to see that you can come on and talk about it. Thanks for your time, mate, and enjoy the grand final.
Pleasure. Thanks very much, Troy.